Resolutions tonight. Correspondence, we received a letter from Greene County Resolution Number 284-25 awarding bid for abrasive, dry screened, and washed used in snow ice control. Continuing business, I was going to ask for an update on the garage doors, but Jared's running a little late. New business, we have a request from Patty Duchesne to use the Senior Center on Sunday, November 23rd for Thanksgiving dinner event. I think this is an absolute wonderful idea. It's something that the town hasn't done, Liz, in 6+ years since we've had a Thanksgiving dinner at the Senior Center. It's been a long time. So I told her, you know, me personally, anything she needs, I will gladly help with. And again, this is on a Sunday. So can I have a
motion
by Dawn to approve? Second?
I'll second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. All right, next up. We have a request from Sarah Ashcroft of Vita Forest. Would like to name a private road, Heron Creek Road, in the development. Any board comment?
Which end? Is that Bogart end or Point of Pennsylvania? Because I believe there is already a sign there off of Pennsylvania going up Penny Lane. It's called Penny Lane.
This is in the development itself.
Okay.
This would be brand new.
Okay. I just didn't know if you knew that there was an existing sign there.
So,
what's the proposed name?
Heron Creek Road. The one they wanted previously was rejected by Greene County Emergency Services.
Any further questions, comments? I have a motion. Motion to approve or deny?
Approve.
Motion to approve by
second.
Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Next up, Civis Plus website. Jared, you want to take this one?
What's this one?
Credit card payments?
This is the website upgrade now.
Oh, the website.
This is the town hall website upgrade, the town of Casper website upgrade.
Yep. Liz, this is because the current website we have now is they're no longer going to support, right? They're switching.
Right, so Civic Plus partners with Drupal for their platform, and Drupal is no longer going to be, they're not going to be able to use that software any longer, so they're trying to migrate everybody out before the end of the year. And it would also then refurbish and refresh the website to make it more up-to-date.
First year, there's no charge. Year two, the charge is $6,827.10. Any questions from the board?
Does this one do the things that you've been trying to add to our website, Liz?
It's going to be similar to the county's website and to the Village of Catskills website. And then the minutes and agenda, it's separate.
Okay.
So that would be a separate fee you have to decide upon, you know, eventually.
Okay. No, I'm fine with this.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
Motion by Jared.
Motion by Jared. Second?
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. All right, we do have an add-on. JR, you want to take the fence?
So last month I was calling around for a pocket park fence for liability purposes. I called multiple fence companies. Nobody called us back. The one that did call us back was Mid-Hudson Fence Co. They gave us an estimate of $11,400. And like I said, I called numerous times, other fence companies, same, and nobody returned us back. So I'd like to make a motion on putting a fence in and using Hudson Valley Fence for the pocket park.
I only have one point of clarity on that. Quick question. Because of our procurement policy, because of the price, we should have went out for an RFP.
He contacted the vendor.
Right, I'm just saying, our procurement policy says we have to have an RFP and three quotes.
That would have been the same thing with the cemetery.
Yeah, that's why I got three. No, I originally had three.
Initially, I don't know if, I think that the fence would have came over the $10,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't. I just know our procurement policy says anything from 10 to 20, we have to have three written. Mm.
So what do we do when nobody calls us back?
That's my question.
But having said that,
There's a blurb at the bottom of that. If we did our due diligence, right, the town is allowed to proceed.
Right. Okay, then I'm fine.
Yeah, I would.
And we can prove it because you have the phone records, if need be.
Yeah. I called three different phone companies. I called three different fence companies.
No, I know it's hard sometimes to get three quotes because we ran into that with a couple different things.
With the garage doors, we had that same thing.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah. But the garage, technically, because we split it up, the garage doors are under the $10,000 RFP mark.
Okay, so it's the board's pleasure.
Motion to go forward with the fence.
Motion.
The pocket park and bell. Go ahead.
Using Kirsten, what's the name of that fund?
Capital P.
Capital P Field account to pay for this. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Parks.
No.
Parks.
Sorry, can we
read
the second? I apologize.
I did.
Thank you.
Second. All right, I believe that is it for our official agenda, correct? So tonight we're going to do a budget workshop, but I'll open up to public comment first. Joe, you have anything?
I do, but during your budget.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public? Yes, ma'am. State your name, please.
Eliza, the intern. I live in Piscataquis. First of all, I just want to say it's great news about the website, because one thing I've noticed is that those PDFs aren't searchable. I know that's an added cost, which kind of brings me to another thing, which is I haven't been able to be here for a while, so I was wondering if you all have talked about occupancy tax again, or at all, or about short-term rentals. I know the village is about to talk about the occupancy tax again. So I was just curious if that's come up on a future agenda or past something I missed.
It has not come up in any past conversations, okay. No.
All right, and it's not necessarily like on a future agenda at this point for y'all to think about
right now,
tax for people visiting the town.
Yeah, right now, no. I mean, it definitely could be.
Yeah, it could be.
We were hoping the county was just going to do one countywide, but
right.
It doesn't seem like they're doing it, so I have a feeling the town board's going to have to move forward with a plan in the next coming year to do our own.
Right, so you know, I've been like a little gremlin about this. You guys have heard me talk about this before, so I have been doing some research in case it's helpful. And, you know, we know that the county didn't do the other kinds of things that were available, like, prior with short-term rentals that were available to them to do countywide, and I'm worried about, you know, this idea, like, you guys should have enough money for any kind of website you want to, like, engage the community. You know what I mean? And, like, if it's too good. So, you know, how I feel about it. I'm happy to share research if that's useful, and I'm going to put my voice forward for the idea of us, like, considering how we can do that for our...
Yeah, definitely. Any information you have, we're more than glad to look over. And
okay.
Work with you on them, if the board wishes.
Yeah, I'm game.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
All
right. Yep. Awesome. Thank you.
Mr. Shiny Shoes, you ready?
Oh, we're starting with him.
I'm going to start with the ambulance first thing tonight.
Your book has a different page number, right?
Yeah.
It's 29.
There you go.
Dawn's on it again tonight.
It's old. I just
started. All right, George. your salary, right from the top, we'll go all the way down.
His salary on here is based on the 5%, and if you guys choose to extrapolate up to 20 years on the wage steps.
You know, I think we should decide that first, the wage step. So right now, our wage step currently goes to 10.
Yeah, we were supposed to have fixed this a while ago.
So is that included in here, Kirsten?
Yes. It's what she handed up tonight, right? Yeah, it's at the very bottom, I think.
Yes. Oh.
Wow.
It's small.
Yeah, we need our magnifying glasses.
Yeah.
So, some of us need our max. Again, currently our wage step max is at 10. We've been having discussions the past couple years to, we have a couple of employees that have 15 plus years up to 20 years, and we want to recognize those employees. So I propose, well, Kirsten has been working on this, and I think it's a good idea to extend this from 10 out to 20.
I'm in complete agreement, because we've kicking this around now for a couple of years since we came out with this chart. We just never finished it. Yep. So I think now is the perfect time to finish it.
All right, so we'll adopt this during the budget, but this will also reflect George's 87.
And keep in mind, too, that these are slightly elevated because of the 27th payroll, which happens like every 10 years. This happens to be happening.
Yep. Yeah, so that's something to keep in the back of your mind. We have an extra
payroll this
coming year.
26, 27.
Yep.
That would be appreciated. I'm starting with what year? 13, 14? I lost count.
Looks like 14. Yellow is current, like the
current year? That's for 2026. How many years? Yellow is 2026.
Mm-hmm. That'll
hit in
2026
is what's...
Okay.
Are you going to keep the clerk the same?
So I don't know what you're, if you're increasing the hourly rate for clerk, for the clerk position, I would request that you do the same with Steve. Obviously, the number of hours is not going to be anywhere near. So I don't think we didn't increase the line because we're not going to, he's not going to max that. We're not going to be anywhere near that.
It's not going to hit the dollar amount of the budget.
Right.
So
if you increase his rate,
yep.
It's not going to affect that line. So.
And he's doing a phenomenal job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so right now we're proposing 5%. Do we want to...
Well, we don't have to alter this line at all.
No. Nope. All right, the rest of them is all contractual.
Pretty much, yes.
So are the steps 5%?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
That chart shows 5% increase for next year.
Okay.
For everybody or for people who have been here at 15 years? For
everything? Across the board, 5%, everybody. And then putting longevity steps.
Yeah, these steps affect longevity. It's longevity. Mm-hmm. It's not that raise isn't in these steps.
5% is in the,
right, but,
the chart, yeah.
Right. What I'm saying is the steps have nothing to do with the 5% raise.
Right.
You got it?
Yeah, so that puts them at what, 2013? Or 1996?
He's been 2 years?
What's
that? Steve.
He'll be at 2013. Step four, it says, for, in yellow.
Okay.
For 2026.
Mm-hmm. No, he's below it. You're looking at just this part-time.
Clerk. Because it's so small.
Clerk Ambulance is the last one.
I can see it.
No, it's 20.
George, did you think that should have been more?
It's not, yeah, it's 2013 in yellow.
Yeah. That's what
did you think Steve should have been more than the 19?
Than
the $19 an hour?
I, you know, like I said, it's in a clerk job title, right? So if you, I don't know if you treat all clerks the same, but
we're trying.
Yeah,
we're trying to do it equal across the board. So next year he'll go to 2013.
Unless you want to switch into a commission based.
No. Would love to, but
yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm. You know, I think 5%. If that's what you're doing, that's great.
Okay.
So like I said, it's,
yeah, I'm good with that. I just want to make sure.
You know, it's a way to say, okay, yeah, we recognize that. You know,
the value's there. I'm sorry, but yeah. It, sometimes it's got to be compensated also.
Right.
Yep. All right. So all the way up until bonuses, I would put down as contractual, shift differential. You okay with that figure? 33,700.
Remember, that's a recognition of the increase from the $1.50
to $2. Yeah.
$2 or $2.25.
It was two. We stepped.
Yeah, it was two. I forget what we said. I thought it was $2.25, $2.50, $2.75.
I think it was $2.25, $2.50, right?
I think it was two.
Yeah, it's yeah. Yeah, that
it's reflective of yes. Those increases already.
Yeah.
All right.
I think did you guys already discuss the full times that George wanted a full time 9 paramedic and the full time 10 EMT,
yep.
Which does not show in the budget.
Right, that's on his wish list.
So just the rationale behind those, we still have there's I think six or eight EMT shifts on a weekly basis that are not filled by a regularly scheduled person. That doesn't mean they're open all the time. We do have part-timers who are covering some of those, and some go for overtime. And then there are 3 paramedic shifts on a weekly basis, same thing, that are not filled by a regularly scheduled person. So that's where I'm looking. If we want to solidify that and reduce the number of openings, you know, we could add additional benefited positions to do that. The other caveat there is in the contract negotiations, we talked about giving employees the option of working a 36-48 biweekly schedule, where somebody could pick up regularly scheduled overtime to fill openings. So, you know, my request would be that if we can fund those lines, but not necessarily fill those positions until we see, you know, if there's going to be interest from current employees, if any of them want to opt in for that 36-48. Does that make sense?
It does, but I believe, Kirsten, correct me if I'm wrong, these 2 additional employees with benefits is about $160,000. So to put that in the budget to raise taxes, just if we're going to fill the positions, I'm not too comfortable doing that.
Which would basically cover the overtime number.
Right, but the overtime is never going to go away.
Right. Which is roughly 12% of that 1.58.
What's the rest of the board feel on that?
I'm 50-50 on it. Because filling the schedule is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had part-timers to fill the need, and we've been staffed at the core for our major needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our core needs to expand a little. My vision moving forward with EMS and with this contract we negotiated is more employees just working for Catskill and not having to go work 2 other agencies.
Right, right.
There's some wild cards here that, you know, that I just don't know. And again, I'm trying to be proactive here to be prepared for some of this stuff. We still don't know what the impact of the
outpatient surgery center
is going to be. Whether or not we're going to need, do we add, you know, are we going to need an additional crew? Are we going to need maybe just an additional paramedic on day shifts? Those are all unknowns.
Right.
So that's another thing where, okay, we may be able to get additional coverage with the 36-48 option if enough people want to opt into working an extra shift every other week.
If you had to choose, what would be more important to you, another full-time paramedic or another full-time EMT?
At this point, probably an EMT, because again, there's twice as many non-scheduled shifts EMT-wise than there are paramedic.
Because I mean, if we could split that and just do
one for right now.
I mean, and reality is, so you're talking about, you know, it's not something that would be costing us for the entire year, because it would be at least 6 months, if not maybe longer, before we know whether or not, you know, the other option is going to work versus whether we have to fill it. So.
Right, but to make up for this, we either have to use fund balance, which we were using almost $600,000 already, or raise taxes to pay for this position.
I was saying we wouldn't have to fund the full 168. You know, if you say, okay, well, we'll give you the EMT position, and the reality is we're not going to fill that position maybe, you know, for a few months. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to cost.
What he's saying is do the math for an EMT full time for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like that idea. Because what if you find a great candidate in February and we did a budget for him? I know it's a what if, it's a hypothetical, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's a risk. I don't know. I can tell you I probably do have some people on staff right now who would be interested in the position. But again, if I take somebody who's already working 24 hours a week and make them full-time, I'm only gaining 12 hours.
Right, but we're
gaining one more shift a week.
We're going to end up backfilling that part-timer. So why don't we put the position in there tentatively, see what it does.
EMT?
Yeah. Full-time EMT. We could put that in there and just, we'll pencil it in for now and see what it does to the bottom line. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Just a real quick question.
Yeah.
Back to salaries. So these salary for the ambulance is all based on contract, correct?
The employees? Like the paramedics, the EMTs? Yes, it's all contractual.
Right, okay. So our budget based on that, and then a few other things, goes up almost a little more than $200,000.
From last year.
Right. So
it's a little over a 20% increase.
So we can pencil it in.
Yeah.
Curious as to, you know, how that'll affect things.
Yep.
Overall.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I'm going to say pencil it in, because I'm not going to commit to that, mm-hmm. but we'll see what it does to the budget.
Full-time EMT.
Yeah. With benefits, right, George? Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Fine time, right?
Okay. Anything else on page one? The rest of it's just, you okay with the overtime?
Yeah, I mean, if things trend as they are right now, it shouldn't be as bad as it was this year.
Okay.
This payroll's amazing.
This payroll, I think each week we had less than 50 hours of overtime. Where normally we would run 90 to 100 hours a week.
Was that because we had more full?
Well, a couple things have happened. So we had, at one point over the summer, we had four full-time people out on medical or FMLA leave. So by November, right now three of those four are all back to work. By November, the fourth one will be back to work. So having those in there, and we've hired some more part-timers, and they're picking up stuff pretty regularly. So let's hope that trend continues.
Cool. Very good. Ambulance replacement, you want to up it to 50,000, which I'm fine with. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
So, on that topic, I'd like to be able to replace an ambulance in 26.
Yeah, it's been 3 years? Two?
Yeah, it's been 2 years at least. The issue we were faced with, we knew this 5 years ago or more, because of the one that got totaled, we ended up getting three new ambulances all in the same year.
Which changed
two,
our cycle.
Two we planned to get early in the year, and then the third one. So you've got three ambulances all with very similar mileage that are going to need to be replaced in a reasonable time frame. If we could do one this year and then look at, again, I think some of the hesitancy before was what's the county going to do? Hopefully we're a little bit beyond that right now. So we can look at maybe replace one in 26 and then look at in 2 years or from then, can we be in a position to replace two? I'm still going to pursue getting pricing on refurb, remount, whatever you want to call it. I was on a conference call with one remount specialist, and their remount stuff, they're charging basically what we paid for a new one 2 years ago. The cost, at least through them, was not any significant savings.
Yeah. We had looked in because we have some rigs that have the Baron bodies, which are a much higher quality than we buy now because the price is going through the roof. So I asked George to find out if we could refurb the Baron bodies and save those, but if it's going to be the same price as buying a new rig, it doesn't financially make sense, even though those bodies are superior.
If you compared the remount cost today versus what a new Braun would cost, then yes. But if you compare it to the wheeled coach that we just bought, then the pricing is very similar. So it all depends, when they're telling you, look how much you're going to save, it's, you got to make sure it's apples to apples.
Right, yeah. No, I mean, we were buying a middle of the road product versus the top of the line is what we had.
No, I agree. We should strive to purchase an ambulance next year in 26.
So again, it's going to be, you're probably in that 240 to 250 range easily.
What's the lead time on those?
What question?
Sorry, hold on. Let me take that back, Brian. Go ahead. What's the lead time?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Brian. They have, Northeastern has build slots already booked out through most of 26. So it really comes down to me calling them up and saying, I want the rig second quarter, third quarter, whenever we want. He'll say, okay, I'll get you in. I'll get that slot. Because if you wanted something first quarter right now, you might be a little bit tight. He goes, but second, third quarter, we can definitely do that.
Okay.
So, but I wouldn't want to wait until July to try to book a slot.
Right.
Then we may be out. So, obviously, we're not going to pay for it when we book it, but at least go through the process of getting it, getting the slot secured.
Any chances of like a 25 left over for 26? I didn't think so.
There's nothing left.
The waiting list is ridiculous.
There's no leftovers. Unfortunately,
these new rigs are a little bit bigger, correct?
No, they're the same size as what we're running now. Typically, one.
I'm saying lengthwise because I think the last time when we talked in budget season, you were saying the newer ones.
Yeah,
those were different.
These are still going to be on the RV chassis. Oh. They're still making those, so we can still get that.
It would be nice if we can get different style, but our building
doesn't
make a lot of. Well, that's what I was just concerned about. That's why I wanted to make sure we could buy some of it. It's too big.
Yeah. The reality, when you go to the one-ton type chassis, you're also looking at probably in the neighborhood of $12,000 to $15,000 higher overall vehicle cost than what we're doing now. So, because you got to add liquid spring suspension. Because they're not designed for hauling people. So, all right.
Software, we're leaving the same. Requesting a $2,000 increase for computer maintenance.
Yeah, I need to replace some tablets. I just replaced two last month, but I've got two that are.
These are the tablets in the ambulances themselves, right, where they do all the reporting?
Yeah. We've gotten our money's worth out of them. We hadn't purchased any in a few years, so they get a lot of use. So need to replace two more. And the ones I just got are running between $900 and $1,000 a piece. A little bit higher once you add the keyboard, the screen protector, all the other stuff. But.
Okay. electric. You think 1,000 is enough to increase it?
We're at 9,500
right now. What's that? 9,500. 2 months to go, yeah, that should be fine.
It should be fine then.
Yeah, I'm hoping with the new rooftop unit that it's a little more efficient.
Okay. That's how we're going up 1,000. Wasn't that supposed to go down, Jerry?
That's supposed to go down, so I need to look into that.
Which one?
Did you increase it by 1,000 or Kirsten?
I didn't touch his budget.
All right, so that... Yeah, I don't think the phone...
I may have increased it based on what I was seeing from...
The bills.
From the billing.
Well, that's because...
Year.
Yeah. But now that the new phone system is active with you, we can swap over to the Mid-Hudson service and get away from the extortionists, Magna 5.
So, yeah, I didn't have access to that. I wouldn't know what the new system... What that would
Well, the whole purpose for switching to the new system was so we could switch from the copper lines to the fiber, and that should save us money. But I will follow up on that this week.
So right now we are switching to $78 a month, which is like $936 for the year. So
if you don't need to increase that, then don't.
Yeah.
We can actually decrease it.
Yeah.
Would you say $936?
Yes.
So just put 1,000 in there.
I was going to say you want to do 1,200.
1,500.
1,000, 15, 12.
Well, it shouldn't be. If
split the middle, 13.
The math is the math, though. It's going to be the same bill.
1,300. Yeah.
What are you putting in?
1,300. All right, internet is what it is.
Labor screening, probably leave it there because it all depends on how many.
Yep, that's yeah. You never know.
You know, I've had some applicants come in. Some of them I vetted and held off on hiring because you know they wanted some regular scheduling. Like I just don't have the hours for that right now. You know, I don't want to bring them on if they're it's not going to be what they're looking for.
Right.
So. Yeah, I don't see us adding too many more people, unless there's going to be some turnover, which there always is a little bit, but
yeah.
I shouldn't have to do as much hiring as we've done in the last year.
Okay. Motor fuel upping it at 6,000.
What's that?
No,
that's not
building. That's
we're on chargebacks. Building maintenance, yeah, 6,000.
So, while we're on that, and talking about copper lines. So, when we made that switch to the voice over IP, the fire alarm system uses auto dialers, and it's a redundant system. So, it has line 1 and line 2. Under the old phone system, one line was the what we called the rollover line, and then the other line was the fax line. Now that the rollover line is gone, there's only one active phone line coming into the alarm panel. So the system is constantly in trouble because it's looking for a second phone line and trips the trouble alarm and beeps incessantly until you go and silence it, which only lasts a few hours. I got a hold of Everon. They came out today. While I was out, they didn't tell me they were coming, but their solution was to install a cellular communicator, a sole path cellular communicator, which would eliminate the need for two lines, for redundant lines. And it's doable. The existing system, the guy said, is 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The technology is. Even though the building's not that old, like most things in that, they sold us outdated technology in the first place. So, obviously, we're going to have to do something with that to get it fixed. I'm not looking at pricing the whole line, but I'll definitely want to get them to come in and switch that over to cellular. Apparently, we don't have an ongoing service agreement with Everon either. So, whatever we do to the system is going to be full price. Obviously, they want everybody to have a service agreement, but I don't know the last time we've ever had anybody in there on a regular basis to service that system.
I don't I remember.
Yeah, being serviced. Not since back SNF.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if they were that or if they were there just for the door access system. But I already talked to Doyle and they can't work on that because it's proprietary.
Of course.
Of course it is. Of course. So if you want to go with a different vendor, they're going to tell you, you can get whoever you want to monitor the system, but when it comes to actually working on the system, that unit is proprietary to, usually Tyco, now it's Emeron, whatever. So I think we're kind of stuck there.
Wonderful.
So that, amongst other things, accounts for the need to increase the building maintenance line.
Okay.
Can we jump back and just central garage chargebacks?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that 15,000 is a very safe place to be, probably. But considering that, I don't know where we are right now, but we're through June 148. So in last year, under 2,000. Is there any way we can take some money out of that?
We're at
3,500. I don't know that what we're reporting is an accurate reflection of
the maintenance,
the maintenance on the vehicles, simply because of how much...
Jack's not back billing.
Right. Jack's not back billing it. He's not back billing his time. What you're seeing is just charges for
parts.
Mm-hmm. And occasionally, there's some things that come up that we have to
I think we're the reason we set this at that number is because that one transmission that one time cost us almost with the entire...
Right. Again, this has been my experience, is, budgeting about $5,000 a year per unit kind of gives you that flexibility. If you do blow a transmission or, it used to be you could replace an engine for that, but
not anymore.
So it's really kind of insurance to protect us against some catastrophic mechanical failures.
Especially since they're all getting higher mileage.
Yeah. So
would we be good at 10 on that, George, you think?
Well, it depends on if anything breaks.
In theory,
we're
replacing one in 26.
As long as you got the fund balance to cover if anything goes wrong, that's... What?
There's no fund balance. And we still have the $5,000 in equipment repairs and maintenance, too.
Well, that also covers the structures and everything else.
Yeah, that's not vehicle. That's medical equipment.
George, what's the mileage on those now? Do you have those?
Most of them, I think four out of the five units are at or above 100,000 miles.
Four out of the five?
Excuse me, no, three out of the five. I'm sorry, all three of the 20, I think they were all 2019.
Yeah.
They're out of the other two are not there yet. The one's at 60,000, and the newest one is at 35 to 40,000.
Do we want to knock it down to 10? We'll leave it at 15.
Okay, it's fine if you want to leave it at 15. I understand that it's an insurance policy. That's how I started out the conversation. I just felt like new ambulances. And I don't know, we had 250,000 miles on our Ford F-150. It was what, Jerry, how old, 12 years old?
Yeah, this gets a lot more.
These are hard miles.
Drive with Jim. All right, but it's fine to keep it there. I'm just trying to pull out where I can, that's all.
Equipment maintenance, 5,000. Medical supplies, materials.
Yeah, there's an increase there. We've added technology. We've added the ventilators and some other things. And so it's really the supplies necessary to keep up with those that are expensive. I mean, they're doing fantastic work with those units. We've seen some very good success stories with them. So it's a good adjunct that we've been able to add, but obviously there's the cost that goes along with that, the supplies, the consumables, I should say,
right,
go along with that.
But if it saves a life.
That's right. We can't put a price on
it. So, along those lines, I do have something I want to bring to your attention. So we have the three Lucas machines, the CPR devices. I was notified by Stryker that the two original ones are deemed end of life by the manufacturer and will no longer be able to be covered under the service agreement. They are version 2.2 or whatever, and now they're up to version 3.4 or something like that. So obviously, they got those in 2015, so they're 10 years old. We've had some issues with them that I think last year or 2 years ago that were covered under the service agreement. But their recommendation is to replace those units. So right now, the replacement costs is about $18,000 a piece. That's not just the device, it's including the case, all the miscellaneous equipment that goes along with that, and the battery system, and then the chargers.
And service?
What's that?
In service?
Yeah, so that's one of the other things that Stryker is now doing. When they give you a quote on capital equipment like that, they include the service contract. It's a 5-year, I believe it's a 5-year, no. Yeah, it's 72 months. So it's
6 years.
6 years. So they include a 6-month or 6-year service plan with the initial quote. So two units with the accessories and the 6 years service totals $54,800. You can do, they don't have the 0% for 3 years, which is what we got when we bought the original ones.
Yeah.
They'll defer payment at no interest for up to a year, but obviously we're going to have to finance that if we want to go that route. The risk we take if we don't replace them is if one of them breaks, then we may not be able to get it repaired.
Yeah, no, we need those machines.
So
yeah.
The machines you said were for two would be, or were $18,000 each. So they're charging like another $4,500 each for the extra things that come with it?
Yeah, so the units themselves are $19,700, and then you're looking at about another $1,500 in disposables, and then the each unit for the 6-year service is $9,600. That's the service contract price.
So in your budget request for this year, we can afford to buy those?
If we finance them, yes, and that was the thought. So right now I have them, I've committed to purchasing pending, because they had a price increase that went into effect October 1st. So I said, all right, we'll order it, and then if they don't approve the budget or don't want to go forward, we just cancel the order. But
what's the yearly payment?
He did not give me that information yet.
How can you approve it then?
It's within the $15,000 that we're looking at, but it's just a question of do we use, I don't know if they have their own financing or if we want to use somebody local or whatever your preference is.
Cheapest interest rate?
Yeah, which usually is not from the manufacturer, but.
Well, sometimes they offer 0% to get you to buy it.
Right, that wasn't an offer this time.
No, they had deferred payment, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
I will look at the numbers.
I will get
just buy them.
And an ambulance.
Right.
That's $300,000. You know my feeling on the ambulances.
Here's the thing.
I would rather bond the ambulances than pay cash for the ambulance. That's my feeling.
If you want to bond it and roll that into the bond, we wouldn't have to make payment until October of next year.
Yeah, well, my feeling is on an ambulance, if we bought it cash and then it was getting up there in mileage, we could offload it and get a few bucks back.
We do that now. We bought them.
Are any of those rigs now still covered under warranty?
No.
No.
None of them? Yeah. We didn't do no extended warranties on it.
Maybe the newest one might still have some power.
Well, the newest one was a fleet, so it has a 5100 on the engine.
Yeah. So it still has some coverage.
Right? Yeah, so some. I'm just wondering if it's cheaper for us to buy extended warranties instead of increase it like that, move it forward.
I'm not even sure they will.
Typically, your repairs, well, I don't know if it's the transmission's not part of that, is it?
No, it's just the engine.
Outside of the transmission and the engine, everything else they're going to tell you is
part of the chassis.
Is part of the chassis and wear and tear.
But an engine can go just as quick as a transmission. Oh. So.
Absolutely. Back on board.
So reach out to them, find out what the payment would be, what the interest rate would be. Okay. And then we can also reach out to Bank of Greene County, see what they would charge us.
Can you do that if you want to? If you want to bond, could you bond for consider the equipment for the ambulance or no?
No.
It'd have to be separate.
It would be a municipal loan. We wouldn't bond that. It's too small of an amount.
No, I'm saying, but if you rolled it into the ambulance, if you bonded the vehicle and included the.
As long as it's spelled out in the bond documents, we can.
You could.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'll get you the financing cost, and then you guys can decide which way you want to go.
But I mean, me personally, I'd rather pay cash for the ambulance, finance those. But that'll be the decision we make as a board when we have the figures in front of us.
But yeah, all right, I'll get that for you. Certainly, before you make your final decision on the budget.
Okay. Mileage, taking 400 out of it.
Yeah. With the toll reimbursement things that we've been doing, Steve is staying on top of that, and the fact that we're not being charged on Rip Van Winkle, so our toll costs have come down. There's legislation pending that would exempt ambulances from throughway tolls completely. I don't know if it passed both houses or. Is it waiting the governor or just where it sits, but there was legislation on that. So could go down even more.
Good.
We good with education and training?
Yeah, there's no increase on that.
So George, before Easy Pass, an ambulance would have to stop and pay the toll? How did they do that? Ridiculous.
Yeah. No, sometimes you did, but usually on.
To sign a book.
You would call the throughway authority and say, "Hey, there's an ambulance coming through."
Yep. Gotcha.
If it was an emergent situation.
Yep. We used to have to sign a book.
Sign the book at the RVW. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going back.
Yeah, that was years ago, man.
All right, anything else, George?
So the only other thing there, obviously the billing line, we increased that because the revenue is up, so the expense to pay Digitech for that is going to go up as well. So anticipating a similar year in terms of revenue or even higher than what we may have budgeted for. I don't see call line taking a nosedive anytime soon.
No.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Just one other thing trying to be proactive and looking into the future. We got the notification there from DOT about their plans for the Route 23A project.
Yeah.
I'm deeply concerned
yep.
about that project. They're talking about closing the road completely. For us to detour around that is going to increase our response times to Kiskatama and Panelville tremendously.
Yep.
So I don't know if...
That's starting next summer, if I remember correctly.
Summer of 26.
26 going into 27.
Yeah.
Could somebody just go there at the beginning of the shift and that be their shift?
So that's the question is, you know, do we try to stage a unit out there? Do we try to look at what's our peak call times and add an additional unit to cover that area?
I think we're going to have to take a deep dive look into the whole district because they're also looking at the same time frame replacing the Singing Bridge.
Yes. So that, to me, that's going to impact, you know, obviously our ability to get to the hospital in a timely fashion. That was not as concerning because it's alternating one way.
Yep.
So, you know, obviously if we need to use lights and sirens, we can probably navigate that. But you're going to see... With that happening, obviously that's going to put an increase in traffic on village roads, right? So Spring Street's going to be a nightmare, and other streets in the village for people trying to avoid that.
The main street's already a nightmare, and will continue to be.
Did they say how long that was going to be?
What?
That project?
Which one?
23.
About a year. 26 into 27. They didn't get specific time frames. I think it's starting next summer.
So obviously we weren't given any opportunity to give input on that. They just said, hey, we're doing this project and we're shutting it down. I don't know if there's no ability to put a temporary bridge in place or what. But.
Yeah.
I think it's because that cut in the mountain is so narrow. You're talking about over the through here, right?
No, we're talking about Swickles.
23 was a Catterstone.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be able to figure out a way to put a temp there either.
We know about temporary bridges now.
Yes. Yeah. We own one.
So like I said, that concerns me in terms of our ability to provide timely service to Kiskaton and Panelville. Obviously, Panelville has the first responders. That's better than nothing, but still, they're not paramedics.
And there's really no direct way to get to Panelville from here.
Well, it's going to impact Hunter coming down.
Quarter scale underhill.
Yep. Underhill.
To some extent, I mean, they have the option of suggesting that their patients go to Kingston.
Yeah.
And they can avoid that, you know, that detour.
Well, we take quarter scale.
For us, our only options are to go out to Carroll Junction
or out.
Take that out to 32 or. And your only other way around it is to go down Old Kings Road to High Falls. That is not...
No, that's not ideal.
Ideal, no, not at all.
Neither's quarter scale.
Neither's
quarter scale's not.
So...
I wonder if they're going to close the bridge and just do half at a time or do the other half.
No, they're detouring traffic around it, yeah.
I say plant. I'm not going to be here to vote on it, but my vote would be plant somebody in Kiskaton, Panelville area each shift.
I'll have to see what that looks like. Yeah. Map it out and see what it looks like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean...
Can't plan an emergency, so...
No. Right. We can do that, but then when...
We need more help down here.
The problem is when your two crews that are left here in Catskill both go to a nursing home and an assisted living facility, now that ambulance needs to get back into the village for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's a delay there. So we can crunch some numbers and see, you know, exactly what our call volume is. Try to figure out what our call volume is out in that area. The county can't help us with that because it's all still in the town of Catskill, so they can't separate out those.
I mean, granted, we could use the Durango as a fly car and get the medic there quicker than the ambulance.
Right.
In that situation,
and that may
maybe
be
do something like that.
That may be an option too. If we say, okay, we're going to staff the fly car and put it out there in during the daytime or whatever.
They can't break the call down by zip code?
We can. The county can. But we can.
I thought the new CAD system there. No?
Not that I'm aware of.
That's it.
What about, you can talk about that. Having a fly car stage at the Palmville Firehouse since you already have first responders with a rig ready? At that fire facility and use that, you know, to assist.
I would stage any units, I would stage at the Kiskaton Fire.
Kiskaton?
Historically, our call volume
is more Kiskaton.
Miracle Mile,
oh,
I call
yeah.
it. Route 38.
But I'm just saying, at least they have a rig, you know, that you could use temporarily to get a patient somewhere if needed. That's the only reason why I was thinking that.
Here's a wild idea too. Maybe we can engage the two fire districts to have a discussion about
helping each other.
Oh,
with that, this is a budget meeting. We're going to continue on with the budget.
They can go to Kingston. They don't have to go to Hudson. Obviously, if the patient requests it.
Come down off the mountain, right?
Right. They would go down probably 32
to down to Palo Alto, then 32 down
to Sarbanes, to get to Kingston. Yeah. While I had you captive, I just wanted to throw those things out there to stimulate the discussion.
Do they have a completion date yet on the ambulatory? Like, we're going to expect having to have the volume?
What was the press release the other day? Sometime late 26. Okay. I would speculate early 27.
Yep.
Considering construction delays and things like that. But, so.
Yeah, because there's still other things that haven't been approved yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Oh, one last thing. Still non-budget related, but I just want to share this with you. We got this letter from a family member of the gentleman who was involved in the motorcycle accident by Underhill Road. I won't mention her name, but she said, "Brian, I express my sincere thanks for your response to the accident. On Route 23A on September 14th, when my brother John Bono hit a deer with his motorcycle, sadly he did not survive his injuries. There's no tougher job out there than what all of you first responders do under such harrowing circumstances that must take a toll on you both physically and mentally. Please know that your service doesn't go unappreciated. You are the true heroes of any community. Again, thank you for taking care of my brother during this tragic event. I truly appreciate it."
That was a rough weekend.
Yeah, it was. All right, any other questions?
We're good. Kirsten, you good with him?
Yeah.
My homework is to get back to you with the financing options on those two, and also to continue to work on the remount cost versus new stuff. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Where do we want to go to next? Do we want to go? That's what I'm flipping.
Let's go to the beginning.
Go right to the beginning. But my beginning is different than your beginning. So I'm first on your budget, right?
Page 10, right? Start with the town board, town justice and super, is that what it is? Oh no, that's employee benefits, no. Yeah. There we go, legislative.
Kirsten, do I have?
What?
You want to look on?
You have the budget in there. What you're looking for? Under the tab. Oh.
Mm-hmm. 16?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Raises for the board?
No.
Nope.
Training. I know we talked about this in the last meeting or the meeting before. A couple of you suggested you may want to go to the AOT training in New York City in February. That's still the case. Now would be the time to add the money for that. No?
No.
No? So we'll leave that at 500?
Yep.
That was easy. The rest of it's
all fixed.
Jared, do you want to give up your health insurance?
Huh?
Hey, you got to throw it out there.
No.
All right, town board done. Were the judges going to come, Kirsten, or no?
No, they
okay.
Been in for 5 years.
Yep.
So that's what you see.
So the clerks. So they're proposing a 5% increase for the court clerks, which is in line with everybody else. The part-time court clerk, they're increasing the number of hours from 20 to 25 based on their salary structure.
Zero for part-time elected.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure our court size and everything, if we're in line with what other elected justices make, but it seems like they should be fine with where they're at.
Okay.
Considering the supervisor is a fraction of that and does more work.
So is that what you want to propose?
I mean, I'd like to propose a zero increase for all part-time elected.
Okay.
I agree with that.
So it's a motion by Jared, second by Dawn, for a 0% increase for part-time elected. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did we vote on a 5% across the board?
Mm-hmm. No.
Because I'm just going to say it. I just feel like it's a lot. I think it's a lot for our town to swallow on salaries. And, my journey through my career before I retired is three different levels requiring over 6 years of schooling, and never during any of that time did I get a 5% raise in a chunk. There were union contracts, I get that, but it was never that kind of money a year in a bump up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I just feel like it's a lot. That's my opinion.
Well, what would you propose?
What would I propose? Probably 3% at the most.
For all non-union. Are we going to do it across the board, or do you want to do...
So my problem with that is we get into that conundrum we get into every couple of years, we have to equalize the market.
And we're there this year.
Yes, that's why we're paying the ambulance this year, because we have to equalize the market.
And that's why the ambulance has a union to fight for that. And you don't have a union to fight for that. And I understand we want to keep people up with their salary, but I just feel like it's a lot of money. I'm just one person. I'm just letting you know how.
Well, what exacerbates it is the inflation and the rise of all the costs around. And that's why cost of living we haven't kept up with.
Right, at some point, though, we have to kind of like...
Right. So this is our level out here, then?
I wouldn't say this
is... I just feel
a...
like taxes are going up, too. And I mean, obviously, prices everywhere have gone up, and I understand the cost of living has gone up, which then makes taxes go up. So if people who are paying taxes are... Their taxes are going up and everything else around them is going up.
It's a valid concern. I think we all share that concern. The 5% is just put in there as a placeholder.
Okay.
Nothing in this book is official until we all vote on it.
Okay.
So if we want to change it, we could change it tonight. We could change it at our next meeting.
I guess we should see where we end up at 5%.
Well, maybe we also see what 3% looks like. You know what I mean?
Yep. Can we do that, Kirsten?
3%.
Yep.
Sure. Because you already have the 5% on here.
What?
You already have the 5% already.
5%.
Yeah. Right, yep. So if we go to 3.
The only other line that they're raising is dues. And then the next page is retirement, workers' time. All right. Anything else with court?
Your turn.
My turn. Status quo. I do plan on going to New York City for the training.
Denied.
Denied. All right, take it out. But it's good networking.
Yep.
Actually, you learn a lot of stuff about stuff that may be available to us.
Next up, Kirsten.
This is just the 5%, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And zero budget. Every week's coming overtime hours a little. That much.
You don't want to do any training? I know I ask you every year, but...
I do a lot of online free... webinars and stuff.
Okay.
It's hard for me to get away.
Yeah, understood. Okay.
That's all benefits, that's all fixed. This collector is going to be zero.
So this is going to be zero.
Yeah, it's going to stay at the 17026.
He did recommend... I request a 17.5% increase. Deputy's going to stay the same. Education, $800 increase. Retirement benefits, that's all. Next, assessor, page 22.
This is just reflecting the 5% also?
Yeah. Yeah, they all are.
All are.
Subscriptions. So we missed. Do you know what subscriptions she doesn't want anymore?
That we don't have to? Anymore, so. Oh no, McKinney Law stopped doing their books.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Where are we at here today with legal services? Is it still just only 440? Because she said she had 10 or 11 certiorari.
1,080. And we have zero for the technical, so. years. It, you know,
right.
Cool. Definitely
can we do 25 and 25?
Sure.
How about 5 and 5?
I think 5 and 5.
5 and 5? Yep.
Yeah.
You got that list, 5 and 5? For legal and technical.
Benefits now after that.
Okay, town clerk.
What about the other professional services? The number went down.
Where are we at? Professional dues?
Yeah.
275?
It's the same as it was.
No, the other professional services.
It says BOA.
Oh, it's Board of Assessment.
Board of Assessment.
Is that always hover around the same tier, Tim?
Right now we're at 750, so.
Okay.
It depends on how people grieve and how many hours they spend here.
Okay. You good with that, Jeff? All right, town clerk.
Just the 5?
Yep. Software's going to 200, education, training. Liz, you're going to New York City, right?
No, I don't think I'm going to go next year.
Okay.
You can move it.
Completely, or do you want to leave someone there?
No, you can move it. Well. Okay.
Does this, there's no cost for the website for next year, so we don't have to worry about that. That we just approved. Okay.
Okay. Record management is good. 6,000.
No, they don't rebind. No more rebinding books, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ted's good.
Ted's going to stay the same, yep.
Okay.
Maintenance person we don't have anymore. I think we heard that this year anyway. So we're going to jump. Joe, do you have any questions before you leave?
I have questions, but
okay.
But they revolve around your relationship with the ambulance and the county as to what they were going to do with the county ambulances, indicated at the last board meeting, or the last meeting they had, that they were thinking of extending money to each town, $100,000. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know where that stands. They don't have any more meetings until the 14th.
Right.
And then their budget meeting is the 27th. So I don't know if they've communicated anything to you.
Nope.
But
just in that the meeting.
But the point I was going to make is they're giving $2,500,000 to the fly car, and if they only give $100,000 to the towns, that's only $1,000,004.
Just to be clear, that was only like a round number for a simple math.
I know, yeah. I know, but I don't know what the county's going to do, and that, obviously that would affect your budget, your ambulance budget, at least extra money. Mm-hmm. So. I mean, I would be talking to, obviously, our county legislators to find out what they're going to do with that budget. That's the only question I have.
Yep.
I don't have any faith in the county as far as this project is going forward, because obviously you got two factions going, and I personally don't think they want to touch it, but they have plenty of money. They have over $100 million in fund balance. Some of that's reserved for some buildings, but other than that, their sales tax right now is running over $5 million ahead of what they budgeted, and probably will not use it. So, you know, that their fund balance just keeps growing, and you're struggling trying to find out how to run your ambulance service, and now you've got ambulances that may have to be stationed in different places. So, I just think that there's a lack of communication with our county legislators and this town board. So I'll see you later.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
On page 25, electricity there. Do you know where we are?
Because in 24 we paid 12,430. And the rates aren't going down.
What about the employee labor relations there too? Shows here since June 4,002.
Right now we're at 7,420.
I probably should leave that.
Okay. Page 33, Senior Center. So this, we put the hours to 1,000 because Jamie, she's not going to go anywhere near that this year. So we lowered her overall. Did you request an additional $1,500 for office supplies? That's it?
And that's because she pays a lot herself, and I told her she needs to stop.
Yeah, agreed.
We've
all been down that road, and
yeah. She doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Well, is that general supplies or off? Is it like stuff for the seniors to?
That's like arts and crafts, and sometimes
right.
It'll be
so it's
decorations or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so we have general supplies and then general office supplies.
General supplies tends to be like toilet paper, towels, that kind of
which
stuff.
Which slide does the cleaners come in? Of building repairs and maintenance?
Yes.
Because it looks like we blew through our budget at about...
That's because I think we had ARPA in there.
We did.
Really, the actual for that is
$7,256
right now.
Okay.
We did.
So I expressed to Jamie that we would have somebody come clean.
Dr. Clean.
Yep. And then we'll do at least an annual thorough cleaning starting in January. So you can plan on that for every January. Do we know what that costs?
No, we're going to have to get a price from him and then include that in here.
Okay.
Because that's going to be above and beyond his normal.
He's $486 a month up there.
Right. But if we have him do
a yearly
deep cleaning, we're going to have to budget for that.
Yeah, it wasn't Arsene. It was NYSERDA when we did the two heat pumps. $19,900 is
added in there. That was
NYSERDA.
Oh, so that's what inflated it to 33?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're getting reimbursed for that, so yeah. 7,200.
Got it.
Okay. Anything else with the Senior Center?
No.
Cemetery.
Kirsten, just point of clarification. Labor or part-time, 121?
Yes.
We use that. Did we? We didn't have a person in that position this year, right?
Right. That was Jim's position.
That covered the extra for the seasonal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of covering right now.
Do you want to leave it?
Well, so...
Right now, our seasonals are at 18,800.
Right.
And still going.
Yeah, I would leave it.
Well, the reason being is why I'd like it in there still is because he may end up needing another part-time laborer because it's getting harder and harder to keep up there, and depending on the workers he's been getting from the county.
Mm-hmm.
And some days it's costing us to have them there versus... So I definitely would like to leave that part-time position in there and possibly consider maybe filling it next year.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm around that. He does need the help. Do we have to take those employees or those workers?
No.
Yeah,
I would. No, but he was just taking whatever help he could get at the time. He was. The spring was rough for him because of the rain,
mm-hmm.
and it got the grass was just growing at a rapid.
Yeah.
Pace.
I mean, my recommendation would be to put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Broke a lot of stuff.
Yep. How do we go about doing that? Just send him a letter?
When they call next year, just tell them a letter?
All right, that's the game plan.
We did have one good one from the Columbia Green Workforce Program.
From the college, yeah.
From the college.
I'm okay with that.
That's different, yeah.
Yeah, that was different. Yeah.
I want somebody that wants to be there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the stress he was under in the beginning of the year trying to keep up was just very difficult, and that's why I said we might consider filling this part-time position for next season.
Mm-hmm.
I know it has nothing to do with it, but do you know where we are with the garage door?
I left a message for Brian Ryan. He is still waiting to hear from CNR about the availability of when they're going to want to put the door in, so he can. It's only going to take him a day to do the opening. They have to have the door ready though.
All right. Anything else with cemetery? You got a.
The phone should hopefully go down there too because they're running fiber there next month.
Good.
Kirsten? So we'll be able to, I have to talk to WebJogger to see if we can add that to the phone system like we did the ambulance without doing a major.
What's the additional $11,000 for equipment and capital
outlay? Oh. Which line is it? Sorry.
That was your
8810.2.
Gravely mower sheet.
We have to replace a mower.
14B65.
Another one of the John Deere's is no longer going.
Okay.
And I'd like to figure out a better replacement cycle for these things so we're not just selling them as scrap when they're at the end of their life.
They go by hours, right?
There's over 3,000 hours on the John Deere now that's dying.
You can usually get value countries around 500 hours. You get better value on them compared to waiting to 1,000.
Yeah.
They usually depreciate big time between those.
So 3,000 is probably really good.
Wait. Well. That's.
Do you know if he's going to do anything more with his equipment line this year? Because there's going to be, like, say, 3,300 left. If I move that to reserve, we could put that 3,300 towards the 15 and reduce it a little.
Down,
but I don't know
like
if he
like
talked to him about if he's going to spend it and the rest. And he's only a couple months left, so.
Depends on if he goes to Lowe's.
Tell him.
That's it.
Tell him how. I like that idea, though, Kirsten.
Mm-hmm.
No Lowe's allowed.
I would say do that.
Yep, so you want that mower? So
yep. You want the mower? Yep. There you go.
Leave the Lowe's card in the office.
Yep.
Well, he gets pulled everywhere to fix stuff.
I get it.
Well, then it should come out of those buildings budget.
That's correct.
It should, yeah. But
he needs to put it.
Well, it's also like he buys stuff out of his budget for Ricky Kramer, which technically isn't cemetery.
Mm-hmm. It's parks.
It's parks.
But he should put in for that.
We don't have.
He could put in through the parks.
He designates it. If it's for the park, we take it out of the ballpark money.
Yeah.
He owns it differently.
All right. As long as he lets you know.
Yeah.
He does.
But it's even like when we look at these workers that we're paying through the cemetery.
Yeah, that they go down to the...
Yeah.
I mean, it's all pavement.
Are you on there?
I'm on 36, just going through things.
You just put IT, is that?
They're coming Thursday.
Yep, they're coming Thursday.
Okay.
Dog control, John did an extra, anything additional? He's doing a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Street lighting, parks. Since Ricky Kramer is getting a lot more use, do we want to think about putting additional money into this, and now that we will have the pocket park up in Palmville?
Kirsten, can from the P field, can we roll over that? You can't.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
But we can use it if we need something.
Correct.
Sure.
For parks. So there's
for new stuff, not maintenance. And
correct. So there is, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there would be like 5,000 and change left.
Yeah, there's 17 now.
Right, but after the fence is removed, it would be roughly 5-6 grand tops that we could use for the new pocket park if we wanted to, instead of adding it to the parks here.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm still waiting to hear from Ted on the other one too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we could close that other one out.
Yeah.
That'd be helpful for you as well, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So instead of adding it, if we keep that where that's at.
Well, moving forward, I think we're going to need to put aside more than $10,000 to take care of the two parks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Right now we're at 88.78. That's inflated because we did some of the ARPA kind of walk part of
the money. Yeah. Isn't there? I mean, we definitely. So
we're going to hit the 10,000.
Yeah.
The bathroom situation down there is bad.
Yeah, it's deplorable. At best.
There's definitely some improvements that need to be done, but we also have to have a discussion with the school about some of those.
Mm-hmm.
But between having two parks now and everything, I think that number has to go up.
Or do we just not open those bathrooms anymore and put two porta potties down?
Well, we have a porta potty there, but right. Don't know why we still have it there this time.
It
was there all winter too.
We kept it. $10,000 a year for out of there.
Ideally, what I'd like to do is apply for that one grant and bulldoze that building into a pavilion with bathrooms and a storage unit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to make it more ADA compliant with
blacktop
and
yeah. All right. So for this year, we're going to leave it at 10.
Okay.
Yep.
Youth programs, there's about 4,000 left this year?
Yeah, maybe a little less than that.
Did you get very high for that grant?
Liz,
yes.
But that's because we encumbered $10,000
right.
from last year, so we didn't budget for it.
The county's already
said that 7,500
more people
really
apply than they have
money. What's the payments? The top one?
Personal.
We can roll that over, right? That 4,000 or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Either roll it over or lower one of these.
I'd rather roll it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to...
What one would you lower?
I don't know. The, capital, CE, the 30... 35, and then we have the 4,000 left from this year. But I don't, we rolled over 10 from last year and she spent 6 of it, leaving us with only 4.
So technically we're going in
so we're going in the wrong direction. No, that was grant.
It was. What if there's not that option next year? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hoping Liz saved us and miraculously got the grant into the county time, so hopefully we get a little money from them, but I had already heard from people at the county that more people applied than they had funding for it, so.
All right. We'll plan on rolling that $4,000 over.
Yeah, I wouldn't lower any of these numbers. I think we get zero historian.
I'm all about the youth program, so. Mm-hmm. To me, I'd rather see us roll the money over.
Well, I think that's unanimous up here.
Yeah. So you want a zero historian?
Yeah. We don't have one.
Are we required to have one, Liz?
No.
Okay. Zero it out. We save $500.
Wait, where are you at?
Historian.
We haven't had one in a couple of years, right?
Was Eugene? And then Eugene Edwards. Because I know yep. This was done in June.
I think
before
they Ted Helscher is doing more on the historian side than, you know, for free.
Well, we have the Friends
I'm
of
sorry,
the School House.
The PS, that's their salaries, came in at the actual was $32,894.
So we have to go up on that one.
I don't know if you guys are planning on the same numbers as that, like the same amount of people, all that, and that should be.
That should probably go to 34.
Yeah, save like 33 this year.
34?
Yeah.
Did you say 34?
34. Yeah, for that one, 26.
Well, where is that?
The benefits.
The benefits.
10.8.
And then you're leaving the 7,500 alone, but then encumbering whatever's left from the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that should put it at what? 11.5? Yeah.
Which.
Celebrations. We know next year is a big year.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we right now?
$9,170.
Oh, that's still the same, okay.
So we are going to, I'm assuming, two parades. Memorial Day and the birthday.
Part of that was the flagpole install at town hall.
What's the actual date of the
Music in the
birthday?
Park sponsorship on 4th of July.
Is it around Memorial Day?
No. It's, isn't it 4th of July? Is it the
10th? 24th.
Yeah.
I mean, do we plan on doing a 250-year celebration at some point?
I would like to see this big celebration plan that the county has going. I was watching the meeting on YouTube the other day, and Jonathan Palmer was there saying he wants to do something in each town throughout the whole year. So if something in Catskill happened during the 250th, well, during 1776, he wants to do something in Catskill to acknowledge that.
Right.
And then same thing with Athens and Kentucky. So I don't know if the county's going to pay for that or if they're expecting the towns to pitch in. I mean, I wouldn't mind helping pitching in and celebrating our history.
So technically, we could roll what we have left from this year.
I think that's a
roll it, and then we'll just
good
work
idea.
Within that budget.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I would say do the same thing.
What do you want to do?
We're going to roll the balance.
We'll encumber the balance,
March
and then keep our 15 where it is, but have
Albany County
the money we have.
How much extra are you looking for next year?
Well,
like that extra $5,000, well, $5,800 that we need this year.
Okay.
Roll that into the 15 to make like
20
something, right?
I just didn't know if you had a number. Like without, because we won't do another flagpole install, so really we've only spent $7,650 out of the 15. So.
I'm just saying the money we have left this year.
Yeah.
Let's earmark it and roll it into the celebrations for
so,
next
so it'd be like 21,000, correct?
Okay.
Yep.
Because then if the county needs us to support fireworks or something for that day or something like that, we have the money.
Sure, it would be nice to know what people need before now.
Sure.
The rest of this stuff is what it is.
Did we have a claim?
Mm-hmm. want to do revenues or stop here and pick up again on Thursday? Who's coming Thursday?
I'll be here.
Web Jacker.
When do we have Sean and Jack?
Next week.
Next week.
I'm good if you guys want to keep going. It's up to you guys.
How are you feeling, Kirsten? Are you guys having fun?
I'm literally, to be honest, I'm looking up how much money other towns are making from their occupancy tax. And they're the same size. Like, you guys are cutting so
much. Well, we're going
time.
To revenue, so.
I'm watching it. I'm watching more revenue.
All right, let's skip revenue for tonight. Okay. Let's jump. We'll do code, registrar, and planning and zoning. Forty. So you'll see that we eliminated the building, the part-time building fire inspector.
Yep. Took some overtime out.
Yep.
And then we can't increase anything, right?
Which one are we talking about?
The one building inspector.
Correct.
Because that's a fixed.
Yep. We lowered legal services based off of this year.
Mm-hmm. So mobile phone just might go up $120 because they haven't turned the Wi-Fi in out of the truck yet. To use their tablets in the field. And it's $10 a month, the AT&T package.
Okay. I'm just trying to think. Do those tablets have Wi-Fi or cell service
built
in?
They're not working. Matt says they have cellular, but they're not working in the field.
Well, then we have to figure that out before we add an additional cost for something that we're already paying for.
Mm-hmm. Right, but the Wi-Fi will work.
Right, but if we're paying for the cell service on the tablets, we got to.
I'm wondering if we got tablets with cell. I don't know what we got, so.
I don't
know. Yeah, I think there's two lines
in
the AT&T bill for those.
Yeah.
And then one for the coast. So in total, for like, we pay $87 a month for AT&T out of that line.
The Wi-Fi was supposed to be on in the truck so they could use the wireless printer and the other stuff, and they haven't gotten to that yet. So I was just saying, if we do turn the Wi-Fi in the truck, it's going to be $120 a year.
All right. Anything else for code?
We got enough for training?
Yeah, he said, when I talked to him, he said that was fine.
One of his own personal requests was the step adjustment.
Yep.
Just like it is.
Registrar's no increase. Yes,
okay.
These figures are at 5, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The overtime is going to be hard to judge because we've had two different clerks this year.
Right.
So I don't know if I would want to mess with any of that.
And the planning board meetings are going 4 hours.
Right.
Have we had any more thoughts about combining those?
The planning and zoning?
Yeah.
I mean, if the board was interested, I will do more research and
what about
report back on
what
we're
doing. What about the legal services?
For zoning,
mm-hmm.
I think we're at anything.
Yeah, it shows I got 0 here, and then it's $10,000.
Yeah, for both of them. For
yep.
We're at 0 for right now.
Could we drop that?
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was at, 25 at one time,
yeah,
or 20?
Yeah, that fund got pretty big, so we did reduce it. It's just
one. We have one right now that we have to pay the lawyer and not the insurance company's paying.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd
be hesitant to
lower that.
That was way high at one time.
Well, we had a lot going on.
Do you want to put...
What about the advertisement? 20-474.
That's
561 since June.
It's probably higher than that, because it's all the newspaper notices they have to do.
You're talking about the planning advertising?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're at 868 right now.
Still lower than last year.
Probably about 1,500.
Still.
Well, see, it all depends on how many projects they get.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the public notices they have to do in the newspaper, so it's
legit.
Only 3,500 in the comp plan update?
What's that?
Only 3,500 in the comp plan update?
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
No.
Okay, anything else with code?
How long are we planning?
Never planning yet, 42.
Oh.
Page.
The other professional service line, is that where is that where Delaware comes out of, the consultant?
For planning?
Yeah.
It's like planning board members.
Oh, okay.
That's their pay.
Where's the Delaware get charged to?
Delaware
if,
or...
The consultant gets here all the time. The pre-meetings and all that.
Oh, Adam?
Yeah.
We don't get charged for that.
Oh, okay.
Page 43.
Do we have a public health page?
We're supposed to.
Just refer to the county level anyway.
Yeah. We're up in building permits. No, leaving the same. Mm-hmm. Planning board fees the same. We should take a look at our fee schedule again sometime in 26, because it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We haven't made adjustments, and hopefully now with everything. Getting closer to being all digital,
yeah.
We should be able to adjust that fairly easily. Because
mm-hmm.
when we were getting the presentation, some towns charge an application fee on top of the building permit fee. And that covers the cost of the software.
Okay. So Thursday we have Sean. Right, Thursday's just IT, right?
It's IT.
From Jared, second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion's
carried. Thanks for coming and taking a lot of work.
I'm curious to
first
to
of seven meetings.